You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Now we want to talk about values. Now let me tell you about another value. Because see, I got the blower. See, that's how it works. So I'm the first one in the family to go to college. So you know how when we the first, then we figure our mom and dad don't know what's going on back there because we the first. So we don't have to tell them when report cards are, do we? Uh-oh. So I'm making it through college. What I say? I ain't thriving. I'm making it. Because my value was, go to college and do what? Okay? Any of y'all ever had fun in college? Okay, I appreciate it. Okay, all right. So I'm having fun. But not doing well. But I'm looking at other people. So I had a roommate. And this roommate, he started having fun with this other group. So, you know, in our school, it was Monday, Wednesday, and Friday was our class days. For the other guys, it was Tuesday and Thursday, and Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So he decided he's going to hang out with that class, and he got kicked out of college. Because what was his value? Party, party, party. So, mind my own business, you know, God was doing that back then too. And I run into Miss Curly. Now, her value was a little different than mine. Okay? Her value was a little different. She came to college to get an education. I came to college to party. So the more I hung around with Curly, now I could only hang around with Curly because Curly was always studying. Say boring. Okay? That didn't go with my value, sir. But boy, if I had to date or ask her to go out, she's going to carry books to the, you know, we had the Burger King close by and walking this. She's going to carry books to Burger King. So that means she's not going to be talking to me. Okay? Her value was don't take money from no man because he might want something. But back then, the burger was 99 cents. But she knew me. Okay? So I'm just talking about values. So she wouldn't stay long because what she got to do? Now, do you have to study 7 days a week? I mean, can 2 days work? Those were my values. So one thing led to another, and Friday nights were, you know, we only had enough money. Me and my crew only had enough to get Mad Dog 2020. That's all we had. That's all we had money for. Now, can I share my background in church? Miss Lee, I'm just telling you what I used to be. So we got one baller, Mad Dog 2020. It's three of us, but Curly wasn't included because her value was, I'm there for what? So eventually, Friday didn't look as good being with them as it did being with her. But the catch was, to be with her, you got to go to the library on what? So I went to the library. But my grades started to go up. I started to get to the point where my parents didn't have to ask to see my report card. I could show them. But Dad looked at the grades, said, yeah, that went up. But see, the thing about your parents is they operate in the spirit, so they know what you're doing. So Dad said, well, boy, now in my culture, when your parents call you boy, that's serious business. He said, boy, who that girl you messing with? I said, well, how you know I'm messing with a girl? Because he said, your grades are different. I said, oh, yeah? He said, you need to stay with that girl because she's going places. Guess who I'm with? That girl who's going places. So then, you know, start going to Richmond Christian Center or the Word Church. Start going to that. And I'm talking about values. And everybody know how wild I was. When I went home, I had things all set up. Richmond, home, Covenant. Okay? Because phones work. Now, we had the phone to go, you know, them big ones. You know, them big ones. They take two people to lift it. Yeah. So, had things set up. But then all of a sudden, I started coming home because I had values attached to me now. And so I didn't sneak out with the other women because I started thinking about Curly Morgan, her values. You follow me? So then, what we're Madeline at? Is Madeline here today? Madeline, okay? So, Madeline, my baby sister. So when I started coming home, what happened was I wasn't hanging out. I was staying home. I was watching shows with my daddy and my mama. My dad loved, what's that junkyard dude? Stanford and Son. So I would watch Stanford and Son, and I got enjoyment out of seeing my dad laugh because my dad didn't laugh much. So go back to college, go back to the church. So Madeline Johnson, there's her name. She decides that I had changed too much. We're talking about values. How are you changing the people or are the people changing you? So Madeline decides she's going to take upon herself to sneak down to Richmond and spy out this church I'm going to. Because the brother done changed. So she sneak on down, come to the church. This is a Word Church. Never experienced anything like that before. And she ended up joining the church that she snuck down to. Now, she quit her job and moved to Richmond because her brother had changed. So the question is, are you changing others or are they changing you? Now, the thing about Madeline was, it was supposed to be a secret, but she ended up telling me why she came. So see, what will God do with you? He'll make sure that your stuff, he'll tell you the inside secrets. So then, you know, I come home another time, and my nephew getting ready to go into the service, go to Korea. And I can't just let him go to Korea, because I know Jesus now. Because, see, my values had changed. So then he's out on the front porch. See, where we from, you know, you have screen, and you have mountains, and you have fresh air. So he's out on the porch. And I go out to the porch, and I say, hey, Tony, I want to share something with you. I want to tell you about somebody. I want to tell you about Jesus. And so because he watched my lifestyle, he wasn't surprised that I asked him and wasn't surprised that I led him. He couldn't find me in sin. Now, all of us are sin, right? I mean, anybody that hadn't sinned in here? Okay, all right, we're getting ready to ask you to leave. But anyway. So I led him to Christ, but then I was also taught about the Holy Spirit at this church. So I led him into the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Remember what I said? Did I say the screen door was open? So my mom is sitting in the chair in her bedroom, and she heard me leading him to Christ. Then I came in the house, and my mom said, boy, whatever that stuff was you gave that boy, I want it. Now, I'm talking about values. Now, sometimes when you invite people to church, they might not come because they know you. Are you like them, or are your values different than them? Do you keep your word? Do you do what you say you're going to do? Where do they see you at? How do they see you act? And who do they see you with? So my mom asked me, boy, I want that tongue thing. So she got a tongue. Got a tongue. So then it started to get back in Hampton. Got a sister in Hampton. Mom told me that you led her to make sure that she was saved. Now, she's a pastor wife. And you gave her some tongue stuff. I want to know, can I get that over the phone? Yes, you can. So gave her the tongues over the phone. Then she went to find a word church. But she had watched me. You see what I'm saying? So, guys, I'm trying to tell you about values. You got to evaluate yourself. And see, the Holy Spirit, he'll answer your question when you ask. So am I leading them or are they leading me? If you were to take a microscope and look at my life, what would you find? Man next door, mind my own business, came over and said, I saw what you guys are doing, what you continue to do. I watch you. Do you mind if I start giving you money? I said, I don't mind at all. But I saw what you were doing in the neighborhood. Watching. When people watch you, what do they see? That's a good question. What do they see? Because we're talking about values. So let's go ahead. And now I can give you all the scripture. Okay? All right? But who are you following and who's following you? When they got a family event, do you say, okay, well, I go to church, I meet y'all at such and such time, or do you go to the event? Because when you start going to their events on your time with God, how important do they think God is to you? Now, I'm not talking about vacations and stuff like that. I'm talking about we got a family event. And every time there's a family event, guess what time it is? It's 10 o'clock. Then they can't make it 11:15. It's 10 o'clock. Are your children watching you? What do they see? When crisis come up, they see you cussing and fussing? Or do they see you on your knees? Or do they see you calling out the name of Jesus? I'm just talking about values, guys, because we're teaching them. Troy, he's 1 year old, and he started to pray before he eats. How old? Because see, where we miss it is thinking that they can't process. Anyway, let me keep going. All right, let's look at scripture. Are they God's values or ours? According to Romans chapter 12, verse 2 through 4. And do not be conformed to this world any longer. So that means we were conformed at one time. With its superficial values and customs. But be transformed and progressively changed as you mature. How kind of way? What kind of way? Spiritually. So where's your maturity going to come from? A spiritual relationship. So can y'all mind telling me what some superficial values in this world? You just raise your hand and somebody come to you. What are some superficial values in this world? I got two.
Some females prefer tall guys.
Okay.
And if a short guy approaches them, he's completely out. They won't even give him a chance.
Okay, don't give him a chance. Tall guy, got to be tall.
Looking successful rather than being successful.
Looking successful instead of being successful. Who else? Can I live with him to test it out before we marry? Oh, huh?
No.
Don't test it out. Give her a mic. Let's see what she's talking about. I got one in the back.
Yeah. Being successful means that you have everything together.
Okay. Being successful means you have everything together. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I didn't want to say nothing else. I just said don't test it out.
Don't test it out. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Y'all understand what you mean, right? Read between the lines. Yes, ma'am.
Looking wealthy without really having true wealth.
Okay, looking wealthy without having true wealth. Okay? So y'all keeping it safe. We were talking about wine the other week. Y'all know I'm going to get back on it, right? Now y'all all conservative. Yeah. See? Y'all conservative. By renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values. See, you keep talking about God has values and ethical attitudes. So that you may prove to others, for yourselves, and that the will of God, that's the will of God, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect in his plan and purpose for you. You ever ask him what was your purpose and plan? He'll tell you. Why would he want to keep that a secret? And then we was at a birthday party yesterday for a cousin. Nephew, they had a hard time, guys, because he decided to go with other values. Hard time. But as we're leaving this cookout, this birthday celebration, he stops me. He said, "Paul, I'm proud of you. I watched you." We're talking about values. I watched you. And now you're on TV. Now you got your website, you got your pages, and people can find you. But he's supposed to be drugged out. But he watched. So at the table, during the meal, I heard people talking about him having a health issue. Remember Madeline shared it with? So my wife and I, we listening to him talk. Because how many times I need to tell y'all, you got to listen to people. Because if we quiet long enough, we can find out stuff. Because if they can tell you, listen, they're going to open. If somebody tell you such and such, well, scripture, this scripture means such and such, and you say, I know, they're going to stop talking. If you know, just listen. So I said, do you mind if we pray for you? Now, guys, take your church everywhere you go. Now, we outside, and people got to have some challenges walking by. But we're in the middle of praying for somebody that the doctors say they don't have a cure for. And we prayed for them, called them healed, called them whole, said, give us the praise report. But you got to listen in order to act. You understand what I'm saying? Because when people open up, he didn't say that inside. That was a leak. And we jumped on the leak. But we always ask people for permission. Do you mind if? Because they say no, then what you supposed to do? Well, you need Jesus. No, they already said no. focusing on godly values. What does God tell us to do? What is his plan and purpose for your life? Things run a lot better. But let me tell you, you catch hell in the beginning. Say hell. Yeah, some of y'all can't think. They think it's okay to say hell in church. Because if you were enemy number one to one person, when you walk in God's anointing, you become enemy to every person that is against God. So are they going to be jumping up and down if you get exposure? No, they're not going to be excited about that. Are they going to be jumping up and down when you get a promotion because they know what you're going to do? You're going to help the kingdom. So just know. But you get used to it. Say used to it. You get used to people grunting. I mean, what's the word they use now about, you know, when they don't like you or they mad at you, disappointed you? Is it a special word y'all use now? Shade? And what? Hating on you. So get used to people hating on you. But you so much in the glory that you speak, smile, and walk free. That's my value. I mean, guys, if you get your head straight, your body will follow. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Get your head straight. You got to replace your thoughts, man. I don't care how long you live, whether you're in Christ or out of Christ, your head still got some stuff going on. But if you process that stuff, you can walk free, man. So, see, you know, I appreciate Ed ministered this morning at the 18 breakfast. And guys, you need to come out to that. I mean, we got just one waitress that just want to wait on us. So what's our values? Make sure we pay her. I'm going to give her $1. Come on, man. So these are, I want you to write down. Y'all ready? 3 self-talk value questions. These questions I ask myself. I'm not asking y'all to do anything I don't do. Why is this so important to me? Why is this so important to me? If I have this value, why is it so important to me to be at church on Sunday? Why is it so important to me to be able to minister the word? Why is it important to you to read the word? Let me throw that one out there. Y'all ready, mic people? Is it important for you to read the word? Somebody talk to me. Why is it important? I got somebody over here. She want to talk about this one. Go ahead.
I read it to help me do what I'm supposed to do.
Okay, help me do what I'm supposed to do. Okay? Yes, ma'am.
You can't speak it in time of need if it's not in you.
Okay, say it again.
You can't speak it in time of need if it's not in you.
Oh, can't speak it in time of need unless it's in you. Okay, got one right here.
I think just building up yourself. Then two, if somebody says something really off the wall, you can kind of correct them in a good way.
Okay, all right. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
I read it because I like to, kind of what Corey said, be able to speak to it if you come across a conversation where they may not fully understand the word. Okay. I can actually be able to speak to what the word is actually saying.
Okay, amen. All right, so what's the second one? How does this benefit me? Now, I'm talking about a value. So we got value systems. So how does that value benefit you? So you read the word. So how does it benefit? You just heard two examples. How does this benefit me? And last but not least, I think it's God glorified in this. Is God glorified in the value that you are standing on? So that's what I want you to start asking yourself. Is God glorified in this? Those are the three questions I ask myself. And sometimes you don't have to do all three. You just start asking the question, why is this important to me? If it shouldn't be, you make the adjustment, right? I'm just talking about values. So now a pastor, not supposed to be over in, I mean, that's just me. I'm not supposed to be in Playboy section. Because why shouldn't I be over there? Huh? I got a wife? Huh? Last week they talked about us in wine a week or two ago. Now they're talking about Playboy. Pastor, talk about Playboy over there. But see, this is my problem. That's where my GQ books are and dress books are for men. We do have a section. But they got, you know, Playboy, Penthouse, Hustle, all that right there. So I got to grab my books quick and move. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Because my concern is if somebody come in and they see me over there, I mean, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with me being over the Playboy penthouse hustler section? Now, I'm just asking y'all, why is that important that I not be over there? Mike coming your way. Why is that important that I'm not over there? I got Mike over here.
Because you're a pastor and you're held to a higher standard. And also, you want to, I forget what the word says, but you don't want to be someplace where they can see, someplace where evil does happen mm-hmm. and occur. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be in that way, standing okay. in that place, because you know that lustful eyes are mm-hmm. looking at the mm-hmm. porn and okay. all the stuff like that. So, no, you don't want to be over in okay. that area, even though you're innocent mm-hmm. because you're looking at the GQ mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. But in order to avoid somebody perceiving that, you're going to make sure mm-hmm. that, you know, that's not going to be because you were standing there and okay. saw you standing
okay. there. Okay. Now, so the difference between what's in you and what your title is that they don't know I'm a pastor, but I know I'm a believer. And is that glorifying God in this? Okay, I hear somebody right there.
It's a setup from the enemy, okay. and God is going to watch and see whether you're going to look at that or not.
Okay.
And if you do, then where is God glorified in this?
Okay.
You right. watching porn.
Okay, all right. I got one before you, Nicole. What do we got?
Pastor, get your magazines, uh-huh. the dress ones. Mm-hmm. But is there scripture, and I can't remember exactly okay. what it is, but it says...
We got Bible people. They'll know.
Right. So okay. it's basically saying, don't make it look like you're there doing something, but mm-hmm. you're not. Mm-hmm. Y'all know that mm-hmm. scripture. Yes, that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right.
So I think for those of us who have struggled with that, with okay. porn in particular, it's a door.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And the enemy wants to open the window okay. or crack the door. And so you don't, like, fall into pornography sin overnight.
Gotcha.
It's,
okay.
it's incremental.
Okay.
So I think for those of us who struggle with it, you could get a subscription to your other magazines. You don't even have to go in the section. Some okay. people don't have the tolerance or okay. the discipline
okay.
to
God.
Even go in the section
okay.
anymore.
Okay. I appreciate that. And now, do you think the enemy tells me that when I'm curling out all the time? Because she don't like bookstores. She likes shopping stores. She like to chill out. She like to cook. Yeah, but you'll go in with me sometime, but she'll find some cooking stuff, and she'll be already sitting down. You follow me? And so when we go out of town, the enemy said, well, Paul, you in New York. You in Chicago. Nobody knows you up here, but I know me in here. I'm just talking about values, guys. So I asked myself, okay, y'all got these down? Okay, all right. So what do we value? And I need some evidence. Show me evidence. Okay, so I'm talking about relationships. Relationship with yourself, with people, with dating, with spouses. Are you safe? Is safety a value for you? Meaning that people can be around you and feel safe. That's a real question. Or do you have a reputation for being assertive, but not assertive? Can I change it? You just damn right nasty. I said damn right. I saw you looking at me, sister. That's how you look. Did that pastor just cuss? Damn, D-O-W-N. I mean, are people safe with you? Can they have a disagreement with you and you won't cuss them out? You Christian. But y'all know Christians cuss, right? Okay. It say don't let no evil communication come out of your mouth, but it's not just talking about cussing. Y'all hadn't asked him a question, though. Are you safe? Sometimes appreciate your honesty. Honesty in the house. I got a mic.
Yeah, like, I've even had people in a grocery store, like random people, even at work, but, like, talk about their long problems. So I don't know if it's me, like, giving something off, like, come up and talk to me.
Okay.
I'm not a counselor, but uh-huh, like, uh-huh. I guess it's, I don't know what it is. I mean, I've literally had it in an airport or in a grocery store at work. People come up to me like, just lay all their problems mm-hmm, out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
So that's all safety on. Would you mind sharing about how about the person that was hitting his girlfriend in the car or something?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. now, you're riding down the road, right?
Yeah, so basically, I'm riding down the road, make it super short. I'm basically riding down the road, and I see the, like this car swerving, and we get off on the exit, and in my rear view mirror, I'm seeing this dude basically like just clock this girl, and I can see it so bad where her face do like a little boom, boom, you know? So I'm like, man, this is like real bad. So I'm getting annoyed, mad. I stop my car in the middle of the road. I'm backing up traffic at this point. I get out of my car and go to her, and I'm like, ma'am, are you okay? Are you okay? And she like just crying. And my man, so dumb, he was like, well, she pregnant. She's just having hormone issues right now. So I'm like, I got the license plate in my head now. I called the state troopers and all that type of stuff, and they happened to get up with them and all that type of stuff. So hopefully, I don't know the end result, but I called them, and they said they found him and all that stuff.
Okay. So what was his value? Don't punch the girl.
See something, say something.
Do something. Now, what was the man's values that was hitting on a pregnant woman that was his girlfriend or wife? What was his values? None. It's mine. It's trash. I can treat it any way I want to. What was her values? I don't deserve better. These questions I want you guys to ask. That's why I'm teaching on it. All right, so are you saved? Y'all still hadn't answered the question? Yeah. Somebody said sometime over here. What about this side?
I guess?
Okay, all right. So you're not sure?
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right. Are people comfortable around you? Sometimes. Do you help people be comfortable around you? Sometimes. Appreciate it. What do you mean sometimes? Faith, talk to me.
Because sometimes people can be special. I know I can be.
Okay.
But if I'm feeling uncomfortable in a situation or I know people are feeling uncomfortable, depending on what I'm getting off of their spirit or just the energy or from them, I may not want to be comfortable around you. So I may not open myself up or allow you to be comfortable around me. I might just stay closed in or closed up.
Okay.
Because I don't trust you.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? We're talking about relationships. Are you comfortable with yourself?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm going to leave that alone. But guys, until I got Mike over here. But guys, until you become comfortable with yourself, you won't be comfortable with other people. If you got that wall up where you've been hurt, you expect that everybody to hurt you. But what are you sending out? Hurt. So you will only, the people will gravitate towards you to bring what you're looking for. Yes, ma'am.
Can you give an example of what it looks like to be safe?
Okay. All right. So safety means, now if you're dealing with, let's say a marriage, when you come home to that marriage, no matter what you encountered all day long, and I'm going to go with relationships too, no matter what you encountered all day long, it's going to be different when I get through these doors. All I need to do is get to these doors because my wife or my husband, depending on male or female, they're not going to come at you cussing. You didn't cut the grass. You didn't wash the dishes. You didn't clean the house. Now, you've already caught stuff outside of the house. The safest place you should be is in the house. When you getting undressed or you getting dressed in a safe relationship, you're not the one critiquing the body. You're glad that the body is there. So if there are some adjustments, honey, or sir, you know, honey, I work with you. So let's get ourselves together, okay? So you don't have the man's placed on you. You have suggestions. Y'all write that thing down. Because you tell me the last time you responded well when you had the man's placed on you instead of suggestions. Honey, have you ever thought about? It's a big difference. You should be able to bring up things that you guys can talk about instead of yell about. That's where it's comfortable. So we can talk about things. Now, Is everybody going to be excited to hear their issue? Okay? But I'm just talking about, I'm just answering the question, what should it be like at home? So you can be tense, and you can say, hey, I need a minute. But take the minute and come back and apologize for how you act. Yeah, I know I was a little intense on that one, you know. But don't make excuses for it. Please. Say please. Don't make excuses for you. For what? If you snap, just say you snap. No, I had a long day and such, 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 and such. That's not an apology. That's an excuse. Uh-oh. Hold on a second, sis. Hold on a second. You should be able to be truth worthy. What you say is what you did. What you said is what you meant. That conversation should remain there. Unless you're in counseling or unless you're getting help. Then you got to be honest with that person. But I shouldn't have to look at you to see whether you're lying. I shouldn't have to follow you. I shouldn't have to check your mail. I shouldn't have to check your phone. Because then that's not comfortable being at home. That's not safe being at home. Y'all got it? The person that you're spending the most time with should be the most comfortable with you. And if they start inching away, guys, thank you. Tell you, I'm doing a workshop. I mean, because God is really telling me about relationships. He's really ministering that thing to me. And it's important enough where we are rescheduling our leadership meeting, because that thing is on me. It's on me. He said, Paul, you need to do something with this thing. Because you should be able to go home and be comfortable. I mean, you should be looking forward to going home. I know I do. Speed limit. Y'all follow me? Y'all got it? Answer your question? Are they inspiring? When somebody's with you, are they inspired? Do you inspire them? Do they have dreams and aspirations that they can talk about with you that they couldn't have talked about at home? When it should have been, I should be able to talk about this at home. I should bring it up. Do you pump people or do you take people? You know, if their idea is jacked up, did they ask you? Did they ask you? Huh? Yeah. Or say, if you ask them, just talk. Don't find five things jacked up about the situation. Just talk about one. Can we do that, people? See, I have a self-talk for that. How would I want to be? How would I want to receive being told that my idea is jacked up? Would I want to hear five things? Elizabeth, what do you think? Would I want to hear five things? Would you want to hear five things? Just pick the one that's the most important and don't dwell on it. Just tell them. Say, hey, you know, have you ever? See, I love using this one. So then y'all know how I'm coming at you. Have you ever thought about? So I want to find out how you're thinking. All right, okay. All right, y'all got it? But are you a person that always shoot people stuff down? So that you don't inspire nobody. Nobody want to be around you. Nobody want to talk to you. They're going to keep basic stuff with you, and they'll talk about great things with others. If you married, that's not a good idea. Do you connect with people? Uh-oh. Now, this is me minding my own business. I ain't get this out of the book or nothing. I just talk to the Holy Spirit. He said, talk to these people about this thing. See, I'm prepping you guys. Connect. Do people connect with you? Or you always tweaking them? Now, I know what I'm saying. That you don't like how they talk. They mispronounce a word. So you got to straighten out the word. You know you mispronounce. I'm going to mispronounce you in a minute. Go ahead, somebody here.
Question, how can you connect more with your spouse when y'all have two different schedules? So, like, for example, when Corey wakes up in the morning, I'm asleep,
okay,
and he has to go to work. And then by the time I wake up to go to work, then I'm in meetings.
Okay.
Then when he comes home after, like, a 10 to 12-hour day, then he only stays up for an hour, and that includes showering, eating dinner, and then going to sleep.
Okay. So the days he's not working, you all over him. But that's Saturday and Sunday, right?
Right, but he uses those days to get his errands done that okay. he doesn't do during the week.
Okay. Well, you go on the errands with him. Curly do that with me. I know she don't want to go to the trash dump. I mean, can I be real? I mean, is it okay to be real? Jade, is it okay to be real? This pretty woman going to the trash dump where you got buzzards flying around. I mean, these are big buzzards, you know? And she cool. She just smiling, you know? Now, you got to take all the dinner after that because you know what she went through. Find a way to be around. So, for example, now see, I'm getting you in trouble now. So you know you can go back to bed after you wake up. Won't you wake up with him? Okay, all right. Can y'all tell that wasn't received? Wake up with him. See, me and we special. Just wake up with him. Maybe 3 days a week. Start out with one. I tell you one thing, when he get home that evening, he's going to be different. See, darn it. I'm telling y'all how to do it. But I got to stop right here, guys. And don't nobody ask her next week, did she get up early? Because I know how y'all are. Y'all got to test the ground. See what's happening. Oh. Okay. Okay. All righty. Okay. All right. So you know she watching. All right. Let's pray. I like to have every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, I thank you in advance that you put me in a ministry where I can enjoy and have fun and grow and prosper as well as the people that I minister to. And I thank you in advance that you saw my personality. And you said, I want to use it the way that it is. I don't need you to do this, this, and that. I just need you to focus on me. I thank you in advance, Father, that as every eye is closed and every head is bowed, and the E family is watching, and those all over the world are watching. And I thank you that you are God. But I'm offering to everybody that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior an opportunity just by using your mouth to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So just repeat after me, if you want that relationship that you can't get from anything else, you can have all the money in the world but not know him, and you don't have the final relationship. You can have nothing and come to him, and you can have the beginning of a new life. So those in the congregation will repeat just based off, or pray with me, based off us believing that you have made that decision. Father, in the name of Jesus, you say it in your word in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, then I shall be saved. The moment that I confess, I am born again. I have eternal life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us your Son. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Guys, just go to chosenrva.com and go under salvation, and you can find out the information that is necessary. Because if you don't find out what you have, the enemy will try to take it from you. And don't let him take anything anymore. Amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.